Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a major supply chain breach. Security firms CloudSec and Hudson Rock reported this week that terabytes of credentials were exposed after a compromise of Light LLM, an open source tool that helps developers integrate multiple AI models into their applications. The data was scraped during a 40-minute window in March from users who downloaded compromised versions from the official Python package index.
The researchers identified Microsoft, Amazon, Cisco, Samsung, and Salesforce among the affected organizations, along with thousands of others. The leak includes cloud keys, repository tokens, SSH keys, and AI provider secrets from over 2,500 organizations. Both firms are now urging anyone who ran those compromised versions to rotate all their credentials immediately. The attack was part of a broader campaign linked to a group called Team PCP, which previously compromised the Trivi vulnerability scanner.
One number to know today is 87%. That's the share of AI-generated files connected to deepfake attacks in the first half of 2026 that researchers from Resemble AI linked to Elon Musk's Grok. The report examined 821 separate attacks involving over 15,000 victims and about 3.5 million synthetic images, videos, and audio files.
About 1 in 6 of those attacks, roughly 137 incidents, involved non-consensual sexual imagery of adults or children. That's prompted investigations by regulators in Europe, California, and elsewhere.
In other news, Bloomberg reports Anthropic is in talks to buy AI startup Descartes for about $6 billion. Descartes develops software to make chips run more efficiently, which could help reduce AI training costs.
The startup was founded in 2023 and raised $300 million in May at a nearly $4 billion valuation. Investors included NVIDIA and Sequoia. Anthropic and OpenAI are both committing tens of billions to data center infrastructure right now to handle surging AI compute demand.
Simon Willison noted this week that the latest DeepSeek V4 Pro model is now available via API on OpenRouter, with open weights totaling 1.7 trillion parameters available on Hugging Face. InfoWorld has a story on a counterproductive trend called token maxing, where companies gamify raw AI token consumption as a developer productivity metric. Meta ran an internal leaderboard that rewarded titles like Session Immortal for burning tokens, which led to wasted compute and even site outages. Amazon had a similar leaderboard called HeroRank that they shut down after a few weeks when they realized they were footing the bill for engineers gaming the system.
The piece argues this metric is worse than counting lines of code because it incentivizes volume over quality and drives up costs. Companies like Salesforce and DoorDash have reportedly shifted from mandating AI use to rationing it to control ballooning API bills.
One thing to try if you use Claude Code is checking where your session history is stored. A Reddit user pointed out this week that the tool keeps your entire session history locally as plain text JSON files, including everything you ever pasted and the results of any tool calls.
The files live in a .claude folder in your user directory with one file per session. This can be useful for recovering old work or reviewing what was actually executed, but it's also a reminder to be mindful about pasting sensitive information. It might be worth checking that folder to see what's been stored.
That's Compact Conversations for Wednesday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.